let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
Well, well, now,
you all over the world,
you don't need no
join hands,
come on,
start a love train, love train, you all over the world, join hands, get on a bike and a gas train.
Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook. Search for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and check out all of the stories and links. And that's where you'll find all the links to what's going on with the animals in Maui and so forth. And gosh, how fun. We're all love training. And I came up, I'm looking for good reasons for Zooming. And one of the differences is when we love train, of course, when we're in the studio, there's nothing better than us all being able to dance together, you know, in the same room. But on Zoom, of course, you know, we're doing it online. And so we do more chair dancing than bopping around room-wise. But the cool thing is that I figured out I'm getting more techie as I get older, and I now know how to do virtual backgrounds. So Natasha, you can see, you know, I have, and I love the virtual background I use is a photograph of ice crystals in clouds. And so it's a
beautiful
blue sky with cloud, you know,
rainbows in
clouds,
the clouds,
but they're all rainbow colored because there's ice crystals. It's the photographs taken in Ireland and it's ice crystals. And anyway, it's gorgeous, rainbow, pastel-y, all of that. Well, on Zoom, now I know I've learned, Nathan taught me how, or somehow I learned how to do filters. You know, when you put the pig nose on and ears and stuff like that. Anyway, there's, one of those that's rainbow sunglasses. So I figured out how to do that. So I put on that filter. So I have rainbow sunglasses on behind in front of my ice crystals in the sky. And anyway, I think I look really cool. with my rainbow sunglasses. And oh, now Nathan is a dog. He's showing off his ability to do filters. He's got a cute dog, don't you think, Natasha?
Yes, yes.
I think he should be a border collie, though.
Border collie. I looked for a border collie. I couldn't find one.
Yours is a talking dog.
Follows all the face movements and stuff. And if I...
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I'm blinking, and it copies my blinking.
Okay, I guess if I get frustrated with you, Nathan, I'll just tell Nathan, I want to talk to the dog. Let me talk to the dog. Anyway, so isn't that fun? So anyway, so the bonus for Zooming is that we get to play with filters and that kind of stuff. And anyway, so I had fun on the Love Train. I hope you did too. Oh, and Natasha was... sometimes stuff just happens when I'm doing the Love Train. And it's that time when we're sending things, mm-hmm. Africa, and, we're sending the love and light around, and I was focusing on Maui and all of that. But all of a sudden, when I turned one direction, it took me, a second or two to tune in, but I was blowing.
Because
all of a sudden I'm blowing, and then when I know my mind kind of did and then this is another techie thing. If you're messaging on your smartphone and you do an emoji, mm-hmm. How there's that cloud that's blowing, mm-hmm. and I sometimes use that anyway. That's what I saw in my head, that I was blowing the smoke out. Anyway, so I had a virtual experience on the Love Train, and all of a sudden I was blowing, and I guess I was blowing the smoke out. The
funny enough, cool. There's a perfect filter for that.
Yeah, yeah. Nathan, the blowing wind filter.
With the little talk bubble in the bottom.
Yep. Okay. I see. Yep, that works. Okay. So obviously I need to do more playing with the filters and stuff. But that was fun. So anyway, we're all off the Love Train. And if you're just joining us, it's the third Sunday of the month and normal programming. So it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Feng Shui and Personal Awareness Coaching and Medium stuff and Psychic stuff and you name it. Natasha can do it. And so Natasha Venter is here. And phone calls always take priority when we have somebody you can actually talk to, and we do today. And so we're in the middle of a phone call, so we're going to go straight back to that. And the wonderful thing is that we're talking with our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And we're talking about her kitty Moon Pie, who I was there on Friday and talked to her because she had reclused again and was not sleeping with Jude. And lo and behold, Friday night, she came out and slept with Jude again and again last night, and things have shifted. So would you kind of start over again? Oh, by the way, Jude, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. Did Shanti get to go out?
She did.
All right. See you. And hi, Shanti, from Aunt Martha. Yeah, Shanti is a very cool standard poodle.
When I first called and she heard your voice, she was sitting here cocking her head.
Yeah, hi, Shanti. Woohoo. Well, she's my friend and she knows me. And so anyway, we're talking about Moon Pie, Jude's tuxedo kitty, who was rescued and was supposed to be a friendly, gregarious, social cat, turned out to be absolutely a total recluse. And Jude couldn't even pet her for a year. And so it's been a very long haul over the years, and she really started coming out of her shell and blossoming in the house that mm-hmm. that she lives in now, as a
total different energy for her.
And the layout of the house is mm-hmm. much different anyway. So but all of a sudden this last week she kind of went back to hiding and reclusing and stopped sleeping with Jude and all of that. When I was down there on Friday, we discussed it, and when I leave after I've gotten my great sound healing and chiropractic with Jude, Moon Pie always comes down the hall and says goodbye to me, and we have a little finger poke. I can touch her nose now, and that's a big deal. But anyway, I talked to her and told her she better get back sleeping with Jude, and then I threw in my Sophie sleeps on me, and I showed her a picture of my tuxedo kitty sleeping on me and all of that, and I felt a really strong connection that it was really getting through. And it was, I mean, I got a powerful connection, but I kind of tend to dismiss those things. And well, we'll see what happens. And lo and behold, she came out and slept with Jude again Friday night. And then last night, Saturday night, she slept with her again. So we were wanting to get Natasha's kind of what was going on with her and all of that, because that, you know, maybe helps us understand and maybe prevent it from happening again. So it sounded, though, like Natasha, like it really didn't have anything to do with the heat. This was more. So would you start over and kind of explain again what energetically and what you were telling us about why Moon Pie was doing all of this?
Well, energetically, I found last week was a week that it was drudging us through a lot of our old stories. And it was a time for us to release. And this new moon was the releasing point.
And that was Thursday? Was the
And that was Thursday. So okay. Before that, I was noticing the conversations I was having, like, why am I thinking of 30 years ago? Why am I, you know, it's like that. And what I'm getting is that right or wrong, this is what I'm getting about Moon Pie's. She came from like a feral hoarder type home. And so she was in a home of chaos. And then, but she was in and out. It's almost like she was underneath. I feel like she's underneath like the front porch or something. So she wasn't really in the home, but in hoarder homes, you know, it basically is all over. So that energy. So with that she was feral, but yet she was also with other animals, and it was very energetically challenged. And so like when I hear you, when you were doing like the tuning forks and the singing bowls, that vibration was a little bit hard. I no judgment here, but there, it just was a little bit like, what is this? I don't know what to do. What, you know, I'm getting this.
Oh, she
like,
had question. Some trouble adjusting to the sounds and the.
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah, because before moving into
too stimulating,
house, right,
it was
all the gong room and all of that. The healing activity went on at an office outside of the living space. So
yes.
That's right. When Jude, when you moved into the house, that would have been a completely new experience for Moon Pie.
Exactly. And I also
she's very attractive to the healing room. Jude doesn't let her go in to the sound healing room. But she wants to, I think. Doesn't she still want to go in there, Jude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and too, go ahead.
You should also know that she came out here just a few minutes ago and cruised through while we were talking about.
So with that yes. I really get that she wants the healing. She wants that, but it's sometimes that vibration, especially at the very beginning, was a little bit, Nathan said, too stimulating. It was just a little bit off. And I know that my cat, who came from a feral type of situation too, and I don't want to say hoarder, but it was that kind of chaoticness around that was. She was perfect. Yeah, I take her to the vet and they're like, this is a great cat. She's very loving. She's very kind. She's not, you know, and then I bring her home and I don't see her for 5 days, you know? So yeah, it's one of those things that these animals, when they come from these situations, it's like, it's a weird energy that they carry with them, but she really wants to know she's yours, you know, she really wants you to know that she does love you. She just goes back into these, you know, rabbit holes, I'm going to call them, you know, that metaphorical rabbit hole of emotions and stuff that we go into. And the best thing to do is just ask her, this is what I need from you. This is what I'm asking of you. And remind her of her role that she has with you, because she will hear you. She is connected with you. She understands what you're going through. And my love is with you, because I know that when my mom lost my dad, that nights were the most, there's no words for it. You know, so I honor you for that and what you're going through with that, you know, there's that dance and your animals know that about you. So speak up. Because I know every time I talk about getting another cat, because my cat I don't see for 5 days, she ends up coming around a little bit more. And I'm like going, and she actually sits on me and I'm like going, okay, then I guess I won't get another cat. But, you know, it's one of those things. So my love is with you. And just well, reminder.
Does it sound like everything's balanced? She's back in. And
yes,
balanced,
she will probably and need to be reminded again.
The communication snapped her out of it. But mm-hmm. so she it could come and go.
Yes.
She seems to be, you know, much more herself. Nell's actually worked on her on Monday also. And mm-hmm. what she said was that she needed a complete reset and that she had what she called nerve stings.
Nerve mm-hmm. stings?
And okay. yeah, and that was somehow, that was, you know, throwing her off. And I, you know, he texted that to me, so I didn't get to ask him what that was
about.
Oh,
and that's that's what I was seeing with that kind of that overstimulating, that over, you know, it's almost like it's hard to explain.
So that might have been your interpretation of what Dr. Nell's interpreted as nerve stings.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
the same energy. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a discombobulating
moment. Is that gone now?
It's been eased.
I was asking Natasha though energetically.
Yeah,
is it gone?
Yeah, it's been eased. It's been now. You know, if she goes back into these moments again, you know, it's that reset energetically, speaking to her and that kind of thing. Because some animals, it depends on the energies that are around us. Some of the animals can be triggered back into old patterns, and they just need to be reminded we're not going back into that old pattern. Just like us as humans, sometimes we got to tell ourselves, wait a minute, that's my old story. I don't need to go back there again. You know, it's that moment of awakening. And I feel like that she's yours and that she wants to move into this new role for you. And it's just reminding her when she slips back, hey, come back to me. I need you. Come back.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah.
All right,
Jude. As long as you're here,
yeah.
Anyone else you want Natasha to tune into?
Well, Shanti seems to be pretty good, but if she has any messages for me, I'd be happy to hear them.
I was thinking of human. And Natasha's feeling like maybe it's not. We don't want to go there. But that's okay. But, yeah. So we'll check in with Shanti, and you said, Shanti's been doing well. Shanti's a great dog. She's a great dog. So anything going on with Shanti or any messages?
No. She's very regal, very, very knowing that this is who I'm supposed to be for you. This is what I was called to do. This is where I was born to be your support. And I am honoring to be there is the language that I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah, she really is a great dog.
That's wonderful. And she's a great clinic dog. I mean, she's great with people that come. She's mm-hmm. always checks in when people at the end of their sessions to make sure that they had a good time.
mm-hmm. And
occasionally, if I'm on the table, I get a poodle nose bump occasionally.
Yeah, she's a great space holder.
Yeah,
she likes to hold the space for healing and opportunity to happen.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Okie dokie then.
Hey.
Sounds like everything is good now. Now, if Jude notices anything with Moon Pie kind of reclusing back, what's the best way for her to handle that? Or anything in particular? Talking to her?
It's being with her in that moment and saying, I really need you. Okay. I really need you to, can you come to me? Can you be with me? And it's being that vulnerable moment like you were, you know, Martha, with that vulnerable moment. You really stepped into vulnerability and cared deeply for Jude. And so that moment was a connection that she can understand. That Moon Pie can understand. And so go there.
Okay.
Be willing to go there. And Jude, if you ever want somebody to talk with you, please get in touch with me. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Well, so good to talk with you. And I'm so happy to hear that it did make a difference and Moon Pie's come through and that everything's great with Shanti. So thanks so much for calling Animal World. And I'll see you next week.
Okay. Take care. I love everybody.
Oh, I love you too. Before you go, I just want to let everybody know. We're doing our best to try to figure out a way to get Jude back on the air with the gongs and the forks and stuff. Coming into the studio at this point doesn't seem to be an option, but I can tell you all that Jude is getting really good at doing Zoom and teaching classes with Zoom stuff. So I'm kind of hopeful that we'll figure out a way to maybe zoom her in and that we can have enough sound quality that we could start doing some sound healing shows, or at least, part of a show is doing that. Anyway, we're kind of going to need to work with Nathan to see if we can figure out a way to get the sound quality good. But just wanted y'all to know we're working on it. So anyway, Jude, have a great afternoon. And, the smoke is apparently coming in thicker. Now and noon, you said, Nathan, right? It's going to be a lot worse. So just take care.
Yeah, I will. You too.
My love is with you, Jude. My love is with you.
God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. All righty, let's get back on schedule here and take care of our advertisers. And then we will get back to a list of stuff to check on, unless any of you give us a call. And if there's anybody that wants to talk with either one of us, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Natasha and I will be back. And Nathan, too, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins on the planet, New Pro Nuggets. Cats just love them. I've used them to get my picky eater kitty to eat, and Cindy uses them as treats for her cats. And the New Pro dog supplements, it produces the most phenomenal skin and hair coat that you'll ever see. I've had to cut down on, I'm giving Robbie less of it because his voluminous hair, and I would normally say I could be covering the planet with golden retriever hair, but you know, with the New Pro, it stays on him. It's not, I don't have the voluminous golden retriever hair all over the house. And so he's got an incredible coat, but you know, he's not losing much of it. It's so healthy. So I cut down on the supplement a little bit. So, okay, that's enough. It's enough golden retriever hair. It's hot out there, but it's quite amazing. So you want the most beautiful coats. Every dog, every show dog in the world ought to, you know, have a IV of New Pro because they're gorgeous skin and hair coat. So newprosupplements.com, you can check out all the supplements, and you can dog supplements you'll often find on local pet store shelves, the dog supplements on the shelf at Bridges in Snohomish, and you can order from Amazon. Alrighty, and then we heard from Whispering Dragon Center again, and now you know that Jude is alive and well, and we got to hear her voice again. That was wonderful. And she can work with you in person in her home. You might even get to see Moon Pie. You'll definitely meet Shanti, but you might even get to meet Moon Pie. And you can do it in person, or she can work with you remotely. So check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. Let's see. Nathan's on the phone again, so we may have a caller coming up. But in the meantime, let's see. Follow up to, yes, still so much help needed in Maui, Lahaina area, the cleanup and so forth. It's going to go on for a really, really long time. But the big thing right now, oh man, do the animals need the prayers and support. Lot of stories coming out now about the animals. And at this point, I can tell you there's over 1,000 animals that have been officially reported missing to the Maui Humane Society. A safe donation site to help the animals in Maui is MauiHumaneSociety.org. So MauiHumaneSociety.org is an additional website. We also, up on the Animal World Facebook page, are all the information, and the rescue organization that Eileen from Help Animals India turned us on to last week. So you can get all of that off of the Facebook page. But MauiHumaneSociety.org is another safe donation site. And they, but so far, at least as of the report I saw yesterday, they'd only been able to find and reunite like 8 or 10 dogs with their owners. Dogs are coming in, but these are the animals that are coming out of the burned area on their own. Then the hard part for the rescuers is, and I haven't heard that it's officially changed, but they haven't been letting the rescuers in to search for the animals. I think, and I don't know, Natasha, but my gut kind of tells me that's probably because they're still looking for so many human remains that perhaps they don't want that stuff contaminated by people looking for animals and stuff. That's the only reason I can think of why they wouldn't let the animal rescuers in there. They just have, in some areas, let the people come back to check their homes to see if there's anything left. But I haven't heard that they've left the let the animals rescuers in. But the Humane Society reported yesterday that, interesting, the animals, you know, the injured and but alive animals that have survived the fire, that they're kind of coming together and congealing with each other. Like the cats are coming together in one area. And it's kind of interesting what they were describing, Natasha, that these animals are gathering, which they say it's going to make it easier for when they can, you know, get a rescue mm-hmm. them and so forth. But the animals are kind of gathering, which maybe is kind of a natural thing for them to do after a disaster. But, you know, there are all those stories right after the fire where people said, you know, we just had to let our horses go. We just had to let the animals go. Mm-hmm. We could, and so we don't know what's happened to all of those. Sometimes, Natasha, I think animals intuitively or instinctually know to head away from the fire, but
they
some
do.
Aren't
it was...
that, some aren't tuned in that way. So is there any one we've got you? I know we've got to get to a caller soon, but I'm wondering, what are you seeing with the animals related to all of this?
Well, what I'm seeing is that, you know, they did, but this was a fast moving fire.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting fire. And I'm going to be careful what I say here, what I see.
Yeah.
Because it's, there's a lot at play here. And okay, I got to be careful. So with that these animals will, whoever has been able to negotiate, I know some of them went off. And so they might actually find some of these animals actually more on the other side of the island or away from the island. You know, they'll,
those
are away.
The right ran in the right direction.
Exactly. Exactly.
They still be found. They,
yeah, exactly. Not all, sadly. Yeah, and, yeah. And I know that there's
and that's what I didn't put the last report of over 1,000 officially reported missing, but they say there's over 3,000 animals missing.
Mm-hmm. And that and some of this fire was burnt so hot that they probably won't find.
They won't find anything.
They won't find anything. And so with that there's a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to be stirred up, but I'm praying that more animals are going to be found with time.
Yeah. And it sounded the cases they were describing, the Maui Humane Society, the incredibly injured animals and, my heart. My
yes.
love just went out to them. They told a story of there are cats that are so badly burned.
Yes.
That they said their owners won't even know if it's their cat or not.
Yeah.
They're that unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine? I just can't imagine
going through that
kind of a burn experience and surviving, mm-hmm. still living in the body. But anyway, so prayers, love, what, you know, if you can.
I'm asking for divine healing on this. This is my mantra lately. I'm asking for divine healing on this because this is bigger than me.
So lots of prayers, lots of support.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you remember, though, that thought directs energy and that you do play a role. And the role you do not want to play is going into focusing on how horrible this is and the devastation. Of course, we're talking about all of that, but that's not where you want to place your energy and mm-hmm. focus on how bad it was. You want to place your energy on sending the love and the light and seeing the healing and the recovery and the animals being found that need to be found and them getting what they need to. Anyway, we want to stay on the positive side when mm-hmm. you're sending energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anything else you want to say on this subject before we take another time out and go to the phones?
One thing is that, you know, I just pray through this all that we can come to our higher self and that there is a balance that can come out of this. And that's what I pray for, is that there's a balance that can come out of this.
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons is how seriously ill-prepared they were for this magnitude. And then, you know, and the big question, do we turn on the sirens or not? Well, I can understand both. The sirens were for tsunamis. So some assumed that, well, if we turn the sirens on, everybody's going to run inland towards the fire because they'll think it's a tsunami. But then the other contingency said, well, yeah, people aren't that stupid. They're not going to run into the fire. You know, should have been but anyway, obviously a better plan needs to happen. And then I did see, you know, what I talked about last week on the show is my first flashback after this fire was I remember learning in school about the great San Francisco fire, you know, and the cow that kicked over the candle or whatever that started, and the whole city burned down. But I remember coming out of that education and learning that, oh, that was then. We are far more advanced now. That could never happen again. Well, it happened again, and even worse. And so maybe that's some of what you're talking about astrologically, Natasha, that we need to clean up our act, and we need to, and so we need better plans, and we need to be better prepared. And we are not a society that's been real willing to pay for stuff, pay for being prepared, to pay to keep up our, everything that needs to be. So we have a lot of waking up to do, don't we?
We need to take responsibility for our lives.
Yeah. Hello.
We need to take responsibility for our lives. And I mean this with love and kindness, that we need to be responsible for, I get up in the morning, how do I feel? What did I eat the night before? You know, it's that taking responsibility for our emotions and saying, you know, that if I stay in depression, how is that going to affect my life? You know, and if I stay in joy, how does that affect my life? You know, it's that taking that moment and saying, wow, this is me. What can I do with me? How can I make myself better? How can I do this engaging with myself? You know, it's that, I just hope that we can find love for ourselves and move forward. You know, it's that moment. So I'm asking for healing on this with all these fires, you know, Spokane area, you know, Montana, Idaho, you know, the floods that are happening through, you know, with the water that came through Mexico and, you know, the storm that came through Mexico. And
well,
now
we're waiting on this big, for the first time ever, we're having hurricane warnings on the West Coast.
Yes.
California, we're waiting for that hurricane to come in this afternoon or today. And maybe Nathan, you can check on that and let us know how Southern California is doing and if that storm's come in yet. But that's really scary. They're expecting like a year of rain.
Yes, in just a short time. And I know being down there that they're not ready for it.
It can be really intense.
They're not ready for it. And so with that, it's about becoming this new normal. What can we do with the new normal?
Yeah.
I do know that it's been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. So it seems to be dissipating, thankfully, but...
Well, they say because it gets to the cooler water, apparently, and then it dissipates. But they said, you know, it might be a tropical storm, not a hurricane by the time it hits land. But they said, even though it, you know, it starts to dissipate when it gets to the colder water, it's not going to be enough fast enough that there's still going to be that ton of rain that comes down. So that sounds like the biggest issue it may be. All right, we are... I was going to take us to the phones, but I can, Natasha, I think I can read Nathan's mind that he thinks we should take care of our advertisers on schedule first. Do you think I'm reading his mind correctly?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Nathan, we'll let you have your way. And Carol in Manchester, you'll have to hang on a minute, but it's Nathan's fault, not ours. So stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and we're going to Manchester and talking to Carol. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, August 20, 1 p.m. for a very special guest sequel panel about envisioning astrology certification. Four leaders from major astrology schools share ideas how standardizing astrology certification might collaborate between individual instructors, big school schedules for a win-win for all astrology. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, August 20, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I'm here, Natasha Venter is here, and we're going back to the phone lines, and we're heading to Manchester. And Carol, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Carol in Manchester, and I had a question for Natasha.
Yes. Great. What would you like to know?
All right. Just a little bit of background. For the past 6 years, I've been doing a courier job because I love driving, and everything's always gone smoothly as far as no accidents or anything that I was involved in. On the road.
I sense a butt in there coming.
A big one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this past Monday, I drive every Monday about 150 miles. And this past Monday, I was on my way back to the office. I had finished dropping off my things that I needed to deliver. And just driving along on a... from just leaving Paulsbo, heading almost to Silverdale. Mm-hmm. And I was, it's quite a busy road. It's three lanes on each direction, and a lot of traffic and moving along at 60. And suddenly, just out of the blue, this deer comes crashing into the front of my car, of the company car. Yeah, it just came out of nowhere, and it just ran right into me. It pushed my vehicle a little bit off to the left toward the median, which was handy. so I finally was able to stop it and immediately, you know, called the police, blah, 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 and did everything like you're supposed to do. So... the bottom line is, I didn't get hurt, fortunately.
Yeah, but I'm so glad that you're able to, you're here to telling us a story, and you sound good, so we know that at least you survived and you're okay.
Right. Or it's my ghost. But, yeah, the vehicle is, it cannot be used anymore, so, but I'm
fine.
So it's
totaled? Wow.
Yeah, pretty much totaled.
But the damage was all from the deer hitting, and then you going into the barrier, you didn't get hit by another vehicle?
No, I was just going to say, no.
What a miracle.
I know. Nothing was in front of me or behind me to do that kind of thing. So,
well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I was really lucky with that. But what I really wanted to know was, I feel that there is some kind of... this had to happen for a reason. I think we all know that thing. But I don't know what the reason is.
I suspect Natasha kind of knows because she jumped right on that one. That yes was out of her mouth right away.
So. Oh, good.
Natasha, what does Carol need to know about this?
Okay, so this is the thing that my team is telling me to tell you. And this is a perspective. So remembering that as I'm telling you, you have the first, you are there. So you know, putting your own perceptions and your own knowings that are coming to you too, as I'm telling you this. So first off, what deer represents is to be gentle with yourself, to respect yourself, to be honoring of yourself, to know that as you're walking through the forest of life, that you're secure in where you're walking. And if you do need to run in fear and flight, that you stop soon after and look around to see what you're running from to analyze it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's first off what deer represents. Now, look at what was happening. This deer was making a choice to leap across a bunch of traffic.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So are we looking at, is Carol leaping in front of a bunch of traffic? And
No. Okay, so let me finish here. So okay. With that, I was getting the download. Sorry about that. Oh. That when this deer is going across traffic and it's stopping you, you know, it literally stopped you with its body. So what is it that you are stopping yourself from being gentler to yourself? What is some of the language that you're using yourself? What is the thing that you keep just going down the road, you know, doing what you love, paying attention, but there's something that is the bigger picture that you are not looking at.
So Carol needs to be taken better care of Carol.
Exactly. And okay. And it's that inner story of how do you value yourself? How do you honor yourself? How do you negotiate yourself? I feel like intuitively that you're doing a pretty good job, but there's these underlining stories that are coming from the past of like grandparents' belief systems and stuff like that. And this has been coming up a lot in reading. So I'm getting this as a story from you too. And when you're going into this, so now going back to the car, not being able to be driven anymore, that this is about how do you, it's time for you to not really go back to what, it's time for the new stories. It's time for the new truth to come in. So you can't go back anymore. You can't go back in. Yes, you can go back into comfort. You can go back into gentleness, but there's that old patterns that it's like you just can't go back into anymore. Going to the barrier now, how are you needing to bounce yourself off the barriers of your life to be able to come in? So in other words, like if you have naysayers in your life, how can the naysayers be the boundaries for you to know this is exactly what I want to do? This is where I need to go. Instead of being the naysayer taking your legs out from underneath you and making you doubt yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes complete sense. And it may go along with what I kind of have been feeling about this whole thing. I just had a feeling it was job related also that... this wouldn't have happened other than the fact that I have been thinking about leaving this job.
Really? What a coincidence.
I know. So this might be a catalyst into doing that rather than putting it off like I have been doing and putting up with certain things related to the job that I don't really, you know, like doing. So I think it's time to make a change, you know.
And maybe that has something to do with taking better care of yourself.
Exactly. And then too, when you're negotiating, wanting, should I change my job? Remembering that sometimes I've witnessed people who are in a situation where they can't really change their job, but they can change their perception while they're doing the job. They can go into a higher purpose. What is my higher purpose? Oh, while I'm driving down the road, instead of just driving down the road, I can send love through the road, you know, on the road. I can engage with my day differently. So until you can really step into changing your scenario of your job, look at how you can shift your purpose while you're doing the job. When you meet up with people, can you put a smile on their face? Because you have a smile on your face, in your heart, in your knowings. Shift up how you're doing. And that's that part of being gentle with yourself and seeing the bigger picture. Because that deer made a choice to jump out into something that wasn't quite right and thought, oh, I can make it. So make sure that when you're making a move from this job to another job, that it's something that you can have your both feet in doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what
all
kind
right,
of
leads
me into. Yeah, I understand. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Now, before we run out of time, because we're getting up towards the top of the hour, I think the other reason for your phone call, Carol, is to give Aunt Martha a chance to remind everybody again. Now, I am not saying this because it would have prevented what happened with Carol and the deer. Might have, but who knows? Everybody that lives around here, if you are in deer country, you need to put deer whistles on your car. They're cheap. They're easy to come by. I get them at O'Reilly's Auto in Monroe. They're less than 10 bucks. They come in chrome. They come in black. And they're little whistles you stick on your front bumper or you stick on the front of your car. And when you're driving, when the wind blows through them, they whistle. Now, you never hear that, but the deer and other animals hear it, and I'll tell you, they work phenomenally well. I mean, they crossed my path. When I first moved out here, I don't know. I don't remember who I found or how I found out about them, but I've had them on for decades now. I use them, and I have seen them work over and over and over again, because I drive through the country and lots of pasture land, and I'll see, I'm driving down the road and I see the grass moving in the pasture and something's running 180 miles an hour towards the road. They get into the energy field of the whistle and they stop dead in their tracks, turn around, run the opposite direction. I've seen it work with deer. I've seen it work with squirrels. I've seen it work with rodents. Rabbits. And so it's really, really important, y'all. If you're any deer or animals around, it really makes a difference. And I don't know how conscious deer are when they freeze in the road. You know, the statement, it's like the lights are on, but nobody's home. It's deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. They kind of freeze sometimes. But the whistle snaps them out of it. I've been on a, you know, dusk time going up my road and there's a dip in the road and it's dark. And then I said, there's a deer frozen in the road, but I get into the energy field and man, it's gone. They've stopped. I said, one was running straight towards my car and the road, and it put on the brakes when it heard the whistle and it slowed down enough, but it couldn't stop. So it just turned and the deer was running right alongside my car going the same way I was, you know, it came zooming in and then we're riding together. So they really, really work. So O'Reilly's is the auto part store that has them, and everybody needs deer whistles. So thank you, Carol, for the opportunity for me to tell everybody about deer whistles again.
You're welcome.
And maybe you get a new car, get deer whistles.
Yes. I'll tell my boss.
Yeah, everybody should wear deer whistles. And I can't tell you, you know, I mean, I have these experiences, I just assume, Natasha, because of what I do, you know, stuff happens around Martha, so I can share it with everybody. But I can't tell you how many times I have actually seen the deer whistles work. And it is absolutely, they're amazing and cheap and easy. So please, everybody get deer whistles. All righty then.
And Carol, one more thing, that when you're going into this, that it's time to start looking at the little miracles that are happening in your life.
Oh,
yeah. Like you're alive.
No, and littler ones. I mean, there's just been these little miracles that are happening in your life, and it's time to be more observant of them.
Mm. Ooh, okay. That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
Appreciate the miracles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do.
Blessings to you, my dear. Blessings.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Have a great afternoon. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, hard to believe we're almost through the second hour already. And we're slowly making our way through my list of stuff. But I think we don't have time to really go into anything now because we've got to get ready and do the love train. Still have the sad news of the week. And I mean, maybe there's a part of me that just doesn't want to cry, so I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it, and we'll do that after the top of the hour. We've got Natasha has great news, stuff that she's doing, so we got to find out all about that, and then I got to tell you about the follow-up about Stacy and her Frenchie tank, and then I need help with a couple of things. Natasha, I need you to help me find something. And and Robbie, so lots of stuff going on. So we'll get to all of that in the next hour. We have current events too, but nothing new on current events, so not a whole lot to talk about there. And if you are interested in joining us, if you got questions for me or Natasha, anybody you want to talk to, give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, so it is time for us to get on the love train and spread the love and the light all over the country, all over the world, especially around our state. And let's everybody, well, blow with me. Let's blow the smoke out of here, and but also send a big dose of love and light and recovery and healing and all that good stuff to the animals and the humans in Lahaina and Maui and Hawaii, desperately needed. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And before I do that, I'll remind you that dancing is required. You don't get to sit one out, this one out. Well, sort of you do, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join me, I'll come by and cruise through and pick you up. And now it's time to energize the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.